For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump plans to announce his pick for a Supreme Court justice in just over a week. He says he won't ask the candidates if they would overturn Roe v. Wade, the decision that made abortion legal. But on ABC's This Week, pro-abortion GOP Senator Susan Collins says she will.
A nominee's position on whether or not they respect precedent will tell me a lot about whether or not they would overturn Roe v. Wade.
Collins says Roe v. Wade is settled law that has been established as a constitutional right. 9 people were injured by a knife-wielding man in an apartment complex in Boise, Idaho. Police Chief Bill Bone says officers found the suspect fleeing the scene.
It's a single evil individual who attacked people with no provocation that we are aware of.
The apartment building housed members of Boise's refugee community. At least 4 of the victims had critical injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Nationwide immigration protests yesterday, but in Portland, Oregon, the activist group Patriot Prayer held its own rally with clashes between demonstrators and counter-protesters the result. Demonstrator Mac Lewis thinks the violence was used to silence them.
The mayor is using Antifa to shut down freedom of speech. And Antifa always comes in, they're the ones who's always starting the fights, and then as soon as the fights start, we're the ones that get shut down.
At least 4 people were taken to the hospital. Members of the Proud Boys, designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group, also attended that rally. At the rally in D.C., some marchers waved signs that read, Make America Sane Again. Singer Alicia Keys was the speaker.
We are out here to save the soul of our nation.
President Trump tweeted yesterday that he never supported the Republicans' immigration bill. He said he knew that they would never get enough Democratic votes in the Senate. But just days ago, he tweeted, quote, House Republicans should pass the strong but fair immigration bill. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Court documents in the Maryland newspaper shooting case show that 38-year-old suspect Jared Ramos directed violent rants at the Capital Gazette staff for years after it covered the story of his stalking of a woman. The woman's attorney, Brendan McCarthy, tells ABC News it was a social media nightmare.
He befriended her on Facebook, and he would use all the information that he gathered from her to attack her.
5 people were killed in Thursday's attack. A dozen boys and their soccer coach remained trapped in a cave in Thailand. About 8 days ago, heavy rains blocked the exit to the miles-long cave system. Lisa Holland with Sky News reports Thai Navy divers have penetrated about a half mile into the cave chamber.
It is a continuing race against time to try to pump water out of the caves at the same time as overground scour the jungle to see whether there are any more entrances into the caves to try to find the boys.
China and Australia have now joined the international rescue operation, which includes over 1,000 people from Thai emergency services, the U.S. military, and British cave experts. Will NBA superstar LeBron James sign with the L.A. Lakers? He was spotted in Los Angeles, where he owns 2 homes, hours before his NBA free agency opened up. This fan is hopeful.
I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about it because he's not, an L.A. guy. But I think just to have a legend, it would be amazing.
As an unrestricted free agent, James could still re-sign with Cleveland, which isn't far from his home in Akron. His agent is also expected to talk to Philadelphia, Houston, and San Antonio. For USA Radio.